so excited.
Yeah, we're excited.
I am really excited to be here, too, because I heard the weather report in Montreal, and in Miami Beach, it's 80 degrees and sunny.
Yeah.
And what the hell are you all doing in Montreal?
Welcome to Travel World, everybody. It's Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford. The hands is Chad in studio. We've got the great engineer Stephen J. Gray here helping us get on the air. And we're here on sunny South Beach, Miami, just looking over everything. Just imagining how cold it must be.
Yeah, we're here, the weather report there. We're right here live from hip and hot South Beach, the Avalon Majestic Hotel. We're on famous Ocean Drive. It's all near walking distance to shops, sidewalk cafes, all the beautiful people walking right by us. You can hang out here. You can don't really have to have a car because you're walking distance to everything here. There's public transportation, free shuttle service up and down along Washington Avenue. You've got literally hundreds of shops, restaurants, everything you possibly want to see and do, and particularly the magnificent beach right across the street here at the Avalon Hotel.
And everything Chad would like to see and do here, too. I mean, I am referring to the women on the beach.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and I wish you guys would stop drooling. It's getting all over my suit. There are
that
men
would be
here,
Stephen.
Too. There are gorgeous men, there are gorgeous women, and there's gorgeous beaches. The sun is shining. We're sitting right here at the Avalon Hotel. It's absolutely magnificent. And you guys, on behalf of the mayor of the city of Miami Beach, Neeson Kasdan, and we'd like to welcome Willem and Steve to and Travel World to Miami Beach.
Well,
you guys
thank you
are
very
super.
Much.
Yeah, Michael Aller, thank you very much. Miami is so close to Montreal, really. It's the easiest city to get
thank
to
you.
When you're heading to a sun destination.
Get our malts from Johnny Rockets here. Here, Steve, have a malt.
Yeah, I'm going to have a malt
have
here.
Good malt. Thanks a lot.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
You each got a malt. I didn't get a thing.
Yeah? So?
I didn't get a thing. Can I have a hamburger medium rare? No, I'm teasing. He's looking at me like,
yeah, well,
who the
order.
Hell is he?
You're
supposed to,
oh,
yeah, no, my mother.
We get that all the time. There's my mom. Hey, yeah. Mom. How are you?
No, but Steve and Willem, I want to welcome you to Miami Beach and to tell you how thrilled we are to be able to broadcast live to Montreal and to know that everybody has got their heat on and a fur coat sitting there freezing while we're sitting in the balmy breezes of the sun of Miami Beach.
Yep, that would be the Torontonians in Montreal, because your average Montrealer this time is going out in his short sleeves because it is 7 degrees.
Right.
We're used to minus 33.
Well, Miami is just so close.
The Polar Bear Club.
they're used to it, but Miami is so easy to get to.
Miami Beach.
Miami Beach is so easy to get to. Miami Airport so easy to get
South
to.
South Beach.
3.5
be
hours away from Montreal. Non-stop service. No need to go through any of these hubs where you lose time. American Airlines flies down here daily, comes down midday, returns in the evening. And, you know, you hear all the time on Travel where we talk about the USA on business fares where you don't have to stay a Saturday night. American Airlines is the only carrier flying nonstop that offers these fares through one of their approved tour wholesalers, an air car package for around $425 plus tax. Reserve up to 3 days in advance. You don't have to reserve 14 days or 21 days in advance. You don't have to stay a Saturday night. You get a reasonable airfare with American Airlines. You can think, oh, today is Saturday. You want to head down on Tuesday or Wednesday, make a short getaway. Hey, head down on American Airlines and be down here 3.5 hours.
They must have been thinking of Chad. There's a cab over there with a Hooters sign on there and a great big picture of the girl.
That's all you ever think of, Willem, is Hooters and girls and so on. I happen to agree with Steve.
Bad
American
boys,
Airlines
tough.
Is a wonderful airlines, and we're very proud to have their home base here in Miami at Miami International Airport.
Definitely.
And they also have some beautiful stewardesses too, Willem.
Oh, yeah?
I'm sure you noticed on the way down, or did you sleep?
That would be Vic. I slept.
Well, and you also enjoyed one. You said, Willem.
I was reading my book, The Actmaker's Gift by James Burke. That's what I was doing.
you also enjoyed the lunch. You said it was one of the nicest lunches you've had.
I know,
on
and he ate three of them, and two old ladies are now complaining to American Airlines because he ate their lunch, too.
Yeah, that's right. It was a great soup, bean soup.
Bean soup.
Then they complained after I ate my lunch.
Let's not go there. This is like Howard Stern and Robin Givens. I can't believe it.
Steve will be Robin Givens.
Well, whoever's, you guys choose.
You know, Robin, it's time for a break. Chad, yeah. Let's roll it. Hello, Chad. Roll the break.
I have a killer bod. Everybody admires me. Even I admire me. I'm generous, intelligent. I'm perfect. Well, almost. If only I could quit smoking.
This week is non-smoking week at Unipri. Come by and see us. We'll advise you on how you can stop and give you a free ex-smoker scratch card. an initiative of the Quebec Lung Association in collaboration with Uniprix and Oekst Marion Roussel, makers of Nicorette and Nicoderm, the largest selling nicotine patch in Quebec.
Oh, I forgot. I'm modest, too.
Mitch Melnick here to tell you that another Baton Rouge restaurant has arrived in Galerie d'Anjou. Yes, the already legendary barbecue baby back ribs, amazing appetizers from a highly original menu with a wonderful atmosphere, is now open for business in the East End. Baton Rouge, now five locations, including their newest, in Galerie d'Anjou.
Of course we take the time to get it all just right, to make each dish divine, so you'll come back next time. Baton Rouge, it's the place.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Talk Radio 600 CIQC. At WKMG Channel 6 in Orlando, Florida. Keep listening for my exclusive Florida reports on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on CIQC.
I've walked in Montreal with the snow all swirling round my feet on Sherbrooke Street. I've danced in Montreal, sweating
for the wrong CD
in a disco all night long.
Welcome back to Travel World on CIQC 600. We're back.
Yeah, thinking of Montreal.
Talking about
slush and snow.
That's something we don't have here down on South Beach. And Michael Aller is our guest, the tourism and convention director for the city of Miami Beach. You know, Michael, we were talking earlier before we went on the air. My first time in Miami Beach was 1985, came back again in 1992. And each time I see how much the city has changed.
Well, the city has rejuvenated itself. If you read any history book in the world, you will not see any city in the history of time that has rejuvenated itself as well as Miami Beach has.
I heard that. We were on the tour, and we heard about how it went through a bit of a decline in the 80s, and in fact it was almost deserted here before they had the little renaissance towards the end of the 80s. They started putting the Art Deco, they had the Art Deco since the 30s, but they started restoring it, and all the colors and the shapes and everything is doing really great.
Well, men with vision, private entrepreneurship really made this happen. A Tom Glassy, who owns the Avalon here that we're broadcasting from, 700 Ocean Drive.
Tony
Goldman from the Park Central. These men had visions because this was a microcosm of the Mariel Boatlift and older people sitting on these porches, and they had the vision that they saw sidewalk cafes, and they saw excitement and beautiful models. The film and fashion industry found Miami Beach, and all over the world
started shooting.
They started shooting, and it's all over the world. Miami Beach is the hottest destination in the world today, and to prove it, I brought for each one of you Miami Beach hot sauce.
All right.
Oh, yes. You know, we walked down the street last night, and the streets are packed, and, you know, some people worry about their safety here, South Florida, and they worry about their safety. You do not feel unsafe walking these streets.
We
were out till 1 in the morning. We walked all the major streets, Ocean Drive and Collins Avenue, Washington Avenue, the Lincoln Road Mall.
Naughty boy, past your bedtime.
Yes, we were out late.
Boy, you guys were out really late. I didn't get home till 3.
Everyone was out. There were so many people out there, and it was just a great time being had by all.
Well, I have to tell you that if you use your common sense, safety is not an issue, but it's common sense that you have to use. It's like not leaving anything on the seat of a car, not leaving your wallet under a towel while you go into the ocean.
Something like that.
You know, it's just common sense.
Well, if you want trouble, you can find it anywhere.
Well,
really,
not on Miami Beach, because Miami Beach, and understand that this is only 7 miles long. It's a barrier island. We have had nothing, no major crime on Miami Beach. Why? Because we have a great Miami Beach Police Department. One, but two, we can close this city up in seconds by the causeways.
Yeah.
And so no bank robber is going to be dumb enough to come over and rob a bank and try and get across the causeway.
That reminds me of the Ile de la Madeleine when we went to the Madeleine Islands last July. The guy just got out of his car, left the thing running, keys in it, open door, whole thing. He takes a dip. He says, "Who's going to steal my car?" The only boat off the island leaves once a day, and it's gone.
Right, nowhere else where you can go. But, you know, there's a lot of... What part of the whole revitalization factor have been festivals and events? It's become a one-stop destination.
Well, we just celebrated the 25th anniversary of Art Deco Weekend, where 350,000 people were here on Ocean Drive. Right now, across from us, the Fox Network is setting up for Super Bowl. That's next Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
We have Powwow, which is the 5,000 international tour buyers that are coming to Miami Beach that do $3 billion of business in 3 days.
$3 billion.
And the city of Miami Beach, that's with a B, billion dollars. And we get 10% of that. We make that. And then comes La Cumbre, which is the Latin American tour buyers, 1,500 of the most important Latin American tour buyers. We have programs on the beach all the time. We had Pavarotti singing on the beach to 120,000 people.
Yeah, well, I believe it's a huge beach. There's a flat area where you can walk without sinking in the sand.
And people are jogging. People are riding bicycles.
Rollerblading.
Rollerblading is very popular here.
Chad likes the women who jog, you see, wearing...
All the girls are wearing the short skirts. All the men are all pumped up and just
the
coming from the gym.
With the little slit up the
now,
side,
wait, be careful there, Willem. I must say that we do have... a gay and lesbian population here in Miami Beach that is a very responsible. They own
something
business.
Chad would be definitely interested in.
Well, let me give a few numbers. but we have such a diverse community. We have 51% of our population is Hispanic, and at one time this was a 100% Jewish community. But now the diversity is so exciting because you're learning from everyone and you're being able to taste the different foods and the different flavors of the different ethnic groups that comprise Miami Beach.
Well, that diversity has led to this whole development of great dining. You have everything from very simple cafes to some of the most elegant restaurants, but you don't have to get totally dressed up. It's casual, informal.
Shirt and shoes required. Even said they didn't say anything about pants.
And we noticed that. But no, I mean, it's very casual dining here. I mean, you can go to the finest restaurant in a pair of slacks or a pair of shorts and a t-shirt. We're not that rigid. We want you to have a good time while you're here. Respect what you would respect at home. You know, be nice as you would want to be nice and have somebody be nice to you.
Golden rule.
The restaurants are wonderful. The entertainment, as you saw last night, walking up and down Lincoln Road at Mango.
That was neat. They have a dog bar. You can walk your dog.
Yeah.
Really.
On
not
Lincoln
kidding.
Road.
On Lincoln Road, yeah.
And that was really the first pedestrian mall. It dates back to the late 40s, early 50s.
Absolutely. Morris Lapidus, the great architect, who is still alive at the age of 95 and has every bit of every marble that he ever owned, he designed the Fontainebleau Hilton, the Eden Rock, Lincoln Road Mall, and we have just spent $18.5 million in renovation of Lincoln Road, and we have some avant-garde stores, restaurants, outdoor cafes. An 18-plex movie theater is opening in May there.
All right.
I mean, it's just so exciting to be part of this. I'm 59 years of age, so I was here during Cafe Society in the 50s and the 60s. Then there was a decline.
Right.
And then this rejuvenation of Art Deco. We are the largest combination of Art Deco in the world. We have 800 historic preserved hotels and buildings on Miami Beach. It's the biggest in the world.
It's gorgeous. We especially the colors, the shapes.
The colors are
the
great.
Colors and at night when people have neon lighting with the pastels. The Art Deco District is really, when you come to South Florida, it is the place that you want to stay because, first of all, the properties are more intimate size. You're not staying in a mega convention hotel. I mean, there are a few in the area.
Well, we just built our brand new hotel, the first hotel in 30 years, Lowe's Miami Beach, which is a convention hotel, and that's the first hotel built in 30 years, and it has 800 rooms. Right next door to it, we're building the Royal Palm Crown Plaza, which will have 430 rooms for a total of over 1,200 rooms, and we have a million square feet of exhibition space in our Miami Beach Convention Center, which right now is running the National Football League's experience, and all of the football players are joining in. They're going to be right here across the street from where you're broadcasting
on
the Fox Network.
A little Fox karaoke tent for me. We did notice one thing we wanted to underscore around here. Lots of places to stay, and the places on the beach are quite reasonably priced out here. But more importantly, I mean, when we were growing up in the 80s and 70s and whatnot, it was kind of like arriving at a party where everybody, you know, it's all over and everybody had gone home with the decline and all that. And towards the late 80s, we're sitting there going, gee whiz, is anything ever going to come back to life? But truly, through the 90s, we've noticed a real renaissance. Now, out here, it's a hip-hopping place. It's happening. You're out here, there's people, it's safe, it's fun. And for Chad, there's a beautiful 56 Chev parked out front.
It's not a Chevrolet, it's an Oldsmobile.
It's an Oldsmobile.
And it belongs to Don Glassie, Tom Glassie's father here, who owns the Avalon Hotel.
Oh, well, look at that.
And talking about the reasonable prices, we're staying here at the Avalon and its sister property right across the street on Ocean Drive of the Majestic. The rates during the winter season, December 19th, April 13th, are running $135 a night. You know, which is not bad for, includes a continental breakfast buffet in the morning.
And I just ate two of them.
you're right across.
So did you, Willem. What are you laughing at?
You bet.
You're right across the street from the beach. And you can give them a call, the Avalon Majestic, and it also has a sister property, the South Seas Hotel, 1-800-933-3306. To book your getaway to South Beach.
One of the other beautiful aspects of going around the entire area was all the little communities we have here. We visited Little Havana, had lunch at a great restaurant called the Versailles. Cuban food. You haven't tried it? It's great. It's not so spicy like the reputation of Mexican food, but you can get spicy if you have to, but boy, was that ever
good.
Yeah,
that was a good meal, and you could have a sampler plate and get a variety of around 6-7 different Cuban specialties and introduce yourself if you're not familiar with the cuisine.
I had a tamale. It's a little corn dumpling, actually.
You've been looking at the tamales as they've been walking by here.
That's the hot tamales.
Miami Beach hot sauce.
I'm doing research for Chad, you know, the couple's having sex on the beach. We actually caught...
No, wait a second.
Oh, yeah.
As tourism and convention director, that does not happen unless I'm part of it. Yeah. And George Neary is going to be here. He'll tell you a little more about cultural tourism.
Well, speaking of that sort of thing, I hope Chad's got the CD30 in the deck.
Yeah.
We're giving you numbers now, Chad, because you made a mistake the last time.
The fried yuca, that was one of the specialties, too.
Yeah, the fried yuca, that's actually pretty good. Yuca is a cousin to the potato, and it was just like having, you know, potatoes with frost. Actually great for Montreal, if that's so.
and Cuban coffee, the big specialty.
That'll keep you up until November of 19 of the year 2000.
Yeah. Cuban coffee is for people who espresso doesn't work anymore.
Right.
Really? Ooh.
But it's very tasty.
And they serve it in these little plastic cups, and one sip, and you're up until the year 2000.
Something like that. You know something? All this talk about food sure ought to make you hungry, eh, Chad?
Yeah, I could use some pizza.
Oh, yes. It's 11:30 in Montreal. Time
Have
for lunch.
Anybody seen these guys? They don't need the food, really.
Time to call 383-6000. It's 11:30 in Montreal. Call now, Pizza Donini, 383-6000. Real great pizza and a whole lot more. Montreal-style pizza from a Montreal company. Yes, 31 locations.
A real pizza.
31 locations in Greater Montreal. Just one number to remember for Pizza Donini, 383-6000. 6,000.
Let me ask you a question. Would they deliver down here to Miami Beach?
Yeah, but not in 30 minutes.
On
not
American Airlines.
Three hours and 30 minutes with American Airlines.
3 hours and 30 minutes. That's a clear customs. They have to hold it there for 3 days. You know, they fill out the documentation, USDA forms and all that razzmatazz. Chad, I hope you got the right lead out. Roll the break.
Nothing like a little taste of the islands to make you feel warm.
People, original king of a talking upon the microphone.
Now, doesn't that make you feel warm?
When me sing, I wanna have sex on
the beach. Come on, move your body. Sex on the beach. You guys are bad.
Why pay more elsewhere when Point Clear Chrysler Jeep has such great deals on such great vehicles? Right now, you can get a 99 Plymouth Voyager 7-passenger 4-speed with air for as low as $275 a month plus tax on the 36-month lease. Or a fabulous little Neon 3-speed automatic with air, just $209 a month plus tax on the 36-month lease. Transport included on both. Head for Point Clear Chrysler Jeep 335 Brunswick facing Fairview and buy a 99 Voyager or Neon at a great price. Why pay more elsewhere?
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking into Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Hi, this is Dick Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
CIQC. Travel World.
But a good time on Travel World. We're talking here. Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and the hands of Chad behind the console back in Montreal. Welcome to beautiful Miami Beach. It's a great 80 degrees and getting hotter down here. We got George Neary, for the Director of Cultural Tourism of the Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau, with us here on the beach. George, welcome to Travel World.
Welcome. Well, welcome to Miami Beach and South Beach in particular. We're glad you guys are here.
Oh, we're happy to be here. We're right here on South Beach, taking in all the sights and sounds.
Well, there's
and
a lot of those.
One of the little traditional sidewalk cafe is open, beautiful Art Deco district. It's just something to, you can sit down, you can have breakfast here, you can have lunch, supper the whole bit, take a look out there.
And watch the world
the people go
by.
Yeah,
you can't do that up in your neighborhood these days, eh?
No, I
have they opened? Have they opened Canada yet? I heard it was...
they opened Canada. Toronto. Excuse me.
It was only Toronto.
Only Toronto. Montreal was,
okay.
Montreal, we got dumped with a whole bunch of snow.
A
few days,
lots
it's all
snow.
Gone. Toronto, hey, they get dumped with a bunch of snow. Call in the Army.
Yeah.
The little rescue vehicle got stuck, too.
Well, a lot of people come down here, you know, you're talking...
I thought they were laughing at them or nothing.
Sure.
Cultural tourism is the hot item these days. People looking for more than just, you know, they love the beach and they love the dining, but they're looking to gain just that something extra.
Well, experience. Miami Beach is very fortunate because we're really a cultural center. And really, it's been that even when it was a slower period. We have the Miami City Ballet, which is pretty well renowned. With Edward Villela, who's from Queens and has come down in 13 years ago and started that fabulous ballet. We also have the Florida Grand Opera, which is about 55 years old. We also have here in Miami Beach, particularly the Concert Association, and we have the New World Symphony. So we have a whole bunch of organizations that are either fairly new or have been here a while that have, you know, really coagulated into spawning lots of other arts and cultural groups as well.
It gives you that whole added dimension because you come to a destination and you want to learn something.
Exactly.
Or you want that entertainment experience, and a lot of sun destinations don't offer that, but Miami Beach can give
it to you. We're very fortunate, and it's going to get bigger and better. I want to tell your listeners that the Art Deco Welcome Center, which is at 10th Street and Ocean Drive, would be a place where some of your listeners could come and get information on what's taking place in Miami Beach during the time that they're here. There's also the Chamber of Commerce has information, and of course the Visitors and Convention Bureau has that information as well. But last week, if you were here, you would have been part of Art Deco Weekend, which was in its 22nd year. And let me tell you, it was packed with more than 500,000 people during the course of the weekend, partaking in the sun, the sand, the surf, and also a lot of Art Deco specialties, clothing, jewelry. And we had a lot of Art Deco performances. The Ink Spots were here.
The Ink Spots?
Yes.
That would be my broken pen.
That's right. Well, there were four of those here, singing some of their million sellers, and we had quite a crowd partaking of that performance. So there's a lot of things that we're fortunate that take place in and around Miami Beach. We have some great museums, some great theater. Kathleen Turner, if anybody remembers Body Heat, that fabulous, sexy movie of a number of years ago, she's now portraying Tallulah Bankhead on the great stage at the Coconut Grove Playhouse, which is really...
Chad likes any place called the Playhouse.
Right.
and Coconut Grove is a great place just to wander around. We ate dinner there on our first day at Cafe Med and the...
Oh, wonderful.
Cocoa Walk, a whole development shop.
We have a lot of little communities like that. We have Coral Gables, which is another world-class community.
Gotta love any place with a name like Coral Gables.
I know.
The whole name just symbolizes something in your mind.
Oh,
and,
it's true.
And we drove through there, and the trees, and the canals, the homes, it comes across as a European town.
Oh, it is. And there's some really wonderful cultural entities. In addition to the Playhouse we just mentioned where Kathleen Turner is, there's about five or six international quality theaters. Actors Playhouse is on Miracle Mile. And, they have a couple of shows playing I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change.
That sounds like a media consultant.
Exactly. So we have that particular play
playing. You know what gets me is these advertisements. There's a little van drove by with this giant billboard on it that just says room charges for this. Now, isn't that a little late?
It's not by the hour. It's not by the hour. It is by the day.
That is a good rate, 869. That would be the Chad rate. Yeah.
Right. We do have a number of properties right on Ocean Drive that are trying to think of different ways to let people know that they might not be right here in the where we're located, but a little bit further south. So it's one way of trying to get the message out that they have an Art Deco masterpiece and it's just down the road.
That's fantastic. You know, we also took a look while we were walking down Lincoln Drive, the pedestrian mall.
Right.
We noticed a lot of the art galleries around here. We have our own little resident artist over here, Maribel, who came down to Miami for a little bit of inspiration. Maribel, why don't you come talk to us for a little while?
Yes, come on over.
Anybody wearing a satin top like that has got to get on the air. Welcome to Travel World, Maribel.
Hello.
So tell us a bit about your painting and arts, a little by the Jackson Pollock style or what?
Well, basically, I do oils and fabric, and I weld. I basically have all. I work with all kinds of
oils and fabric, and you weld. This sounds like Chad's dream.
It's not a mixture. It's a mixture, but it's not all together. You know what I mean?
No problem.
Different mediums. Thank you. I'm a little nervous.
Get all oily and fabric and start welding for Chad.
For Chad.
For Chad. Yes.
Well, I heard a lot about Chad.
The hands of Chad himself.
It's all true, I think.
It's all true.
You mean the homosexuality?
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm punching you when you get back here. You know that.
I give you a punch in the stomach.
No, Chad, I've heard a lot of great things about you.
Well, believe the good stuff.
I did. Even the bad stuff.
They all want to meet you, Chad. And
Pardon?
For you, it'd be great down here. There are all kinds of Chadmobiles. And see the women, Chad. Just for you. But you had another take on that side. You were going to talk to the ladies in the audience? Your observations of the beach?
Oh, it's absolutely great. Beautiful people everywhere in Miami Beach, in Miami all together. Especially here on Ocean Drive, you just see people walking by in tans and shorts, rollerblading, wearing the latest styles, and just being here, having a great time, laying out on the beach, even in the middle of January. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
Come on down.
It was
Chad's favorite verb, too.
It was 80 degrees yesterday, little breeze. The water was warm. It was warmer than the, Magdalen Islands or Hampton Beach in the middle of summertime.
It doesn't take much to get warmer than Magdalen Islands. And yes, it is warmer than Lake Toro is at this time.
Yes. Beautiful beach at this time of year. I mean, you can go in the water and really enjoy yourself. It is a haven for all sorts of
water. The surf
is
pretty high at this time, too.
Well, it is. It's pretty windy today, so you're going to get a little higher surf. But,
yeah.
But it's not really, it's a pretty calm sea here in Miami Beach. But the water is clear and clean.
Yes. Beautiful beach at this time of year. I mean, you can go in the water and really enjoy yourself. It is a haven for all sorts of
water. The surf
is
pretty high at this time, too.
Well, it is. It's pretty windy today, so you're going to get a little higher surf. But,
yeah.
But it's not really, it's a pretty calm sea here in Miami Beach. But the water is clear and clean, and it's just a great place to come out and hang out and enjoy yourself.
Well, they also, I've got in the press kit that you can get from calling the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau 1-800-4-MIAMI-FL. There's a whole booklet on the cultural communities and the different ethnic groups which comprise the Greater Miami area.
Right. Well, we're very fortunate that we're very, you know, as the term is called, a happening city. And I think a lot of it is due to our diversity. We have such a mix here, a cultural mix.
Ethnics avec de l'argent.
And we speak, French from various parts of the world. Haitian, of course, Canadian. We also have French speakers from Algeria. We have a lot of Northern African influence as well. So we have Moroccan. We have a lot of folks. Surprisingly, you think we're one, one focus, but we really have people from all over the place, and that makes the mix wonderful. So that's the result of that is we have wonderful dance troupes. We have great theater.
Oh, yeah.
We have great music, and a lot of live bands performing here. Coming in from all over the world. I know that Super Bowl's coming. Hootie and the Blowfish are going to be performing.
Hootie and the Blowfish are coming?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be performing at the Clevelander. So there's lots of...
At the Clevelander, down here.
Just down the street.
Because they have a lot of live guitars and bands that just play right at the edge of the hotels here.
Right. We have a number of performance spaces where we have all kinds of, from reggae to rock to alternative. In addition to the other kinds of... things that we plan here in Miami Beach. It's just a wonderful place. You can just, whatever your interests are from A to Z, we've got it to offer you.
And we see people, when they're out strolling, just stopping on the side of the street to take in the sounds that are emanating from these buildings. They may not be going in, but it's basically free entertainment.
Oh, definitely. And we have a lot of, as you mentioned, the guitar players, very similar to the Gypsy Kings, that style of sort of Mediterranean music. They're very popular here. So we have a full range of offerings from opera, as I mentioned, to alternative. So it's really exciting. And you're outside. You're just strolling on the avenue. Maybe you have a drink at one place. Maybe you have a bite to eat at another. It just continues right down the Ocean Drive.
You make a whole evening out of it. You don't have to stuff yourself in one restaurant. You can sort of,
Although you could.
Yeah, you could.
It's a progressive party.
Yeah. Oh, we
have the whole place. The whole it revs up. It's just partying the whole time around.
You just got to have enough energy to last from sunrise or sunset to sunrise.
Exactly. It is that kind of an intense party atmosphere around here. Although you can get sleep, and one thing I know is definitely about the Avalon Hotel, the rooms are very thick, they're quiet, you can get rest just like that,
yeah,
no problem.
I thought at first, being right on Ocean Drive, that, you wouldn't get a moment's sleep.
Oh, no. These buildings are, cement buildings. They're very sturdy, so you can really get some rest. And the other nice thing is how generous and how great these property owners are. They really, are hospitable.
Oh, yeah.
And this particular property, the Avalon, is Tom Glassy and Jolie are just great to everybody.
Well,
welcome.
Rate of $135 a night, very good rate for the wintertime, for the location, including
sure.
Continental breakfast. I can't say enough about staying at the Avalon, 1-800-933-3306.
How soundproof are the rooms and the walls?
Well, Chad, we didn't hear you upstairs going...
thanks.
Only didn't hear it because he wasn't there.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm stuck here. Thanks a lot.
You know something, Chad? Your dream would have come true yesterday because we actually saw one guy sandwiched between these two women who were dancing, doing things to each other. You would have loved it.
Well, you got to have rhythm, Chad. Do you have rhythm?
I'm part Black.
Okay.
You're part Latino.
If that's the case, then you'll have no problem.
Getting around Quebec.
Oh, yeah,
by Air Montreal.
Some people aren't as lucky.
How's that for a segue? The St. Lawrence segue.
The St. Lawrence segue. Yeah, you head up the St. Lawrence River. Some people aren't that lucky. They can't come down to Miami.
That's a Melanie Reffis word.
Yeah, she'll be on next
segue.
Week.
It means a bridge. Yeah, it was a poor bridge. Yes.
Yes, at least it moves, unlike the Mercier Bridge.
thank you.
Some people...
Or the Champlain.
...can't get away to beautiful South Beach. They have to head off to work in places like Rouen, Val-d'Or, Quebec City...
That's right.
...Bagotville.
They're not as lucky as we are.
That's why, but they can save money by calling Air Montreal. It's consistently 50% less than other airlines flying the route. It's just-in-time travel. Call today, fly tomorrow, no need to reserve 14 days in advance, stay a Saturday night.
That's amazing.
Your savings include... departing from Air Montreal's own terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Dorval, where parking is free, no airport improvement fee to pay. Air Montreal, 631-2111, or reserve on their website, www.airmontreal.com.
And Chad, come on down.
Yeah, come on down. Chad, let's roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
Go choose some razor blades.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
Kind of look like a couple of red lobsters.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
CIQC Montreal.
How you doing? I'm Lita Poulsen, broadcasting from Beau et Martineau at 7272 Newman Boulevard in Ville LaSalle, right near the Café Anglignon. I want to remind you, for a limited time at Beau et Martineau, save the equivalent of the GST and QST on the purchase of a refrigerator, range, washer, dryer of the same brand. Also on an LRAN, a relax-on four-seat ensemble, also in the furniture department, massive furniture department, I might add. They have many mobile computer station models to choose from. And big promotion this weekend, the mobile computer station with tower compartment, pull-out keyboard shelf, and storage for compact disc for $139 with free delivery. And also the choice of colors, too, with that. Also available with the computer stations, cupboards for office supplies and chairs, so you can have a perfect home office with Beau et Martineau. And don't forget, take advantage of the free warehousing service. You can buy your furniture, take advantage of the promotions going on, your household appliances, your electronics, and we warehouse them for you for 1 year at no charge. Drop by today at Beau et Martineau, 7272 Newman Boulevard in Ville LaSalle.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on Business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollar today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary. 626-3132.
Did you know that property damages, water, flood, fire, and odor are covered in your insurance policy? I can handle your worries and repair all damages caused by a disaster. My specialized department will protect your interests with your insurance company, and we will do the work quickly according to rule and guarantee our work. Call us now.
274-1159. 274-1159.
I have a killer bod. Everybody admires me. Even I admire me. I'm generous, intelligent. I'm perfect. Well, almost. If only I could quit smoking.
This week is Non-Smoking Week at Unipri. Come by and see us. We'll advise you on how you can stop and give you a free ex-smoker scratch card. An initiative of the Quebec Lung Association in collaboration with Unipri and Oakst Marion Roussel, makers of Nicorette and Nicoderm, the largest selling nicotine patch in Quebec.
Oh, I forgot. I'm modest, too.
Hello, everybody. It's Maria Miles from the Salisbury Chamber of Commerce, listening to my favorite travel program, Travel World, right here on AM 600 CIQC.
The deep offend like us. Welcome back to Travel World. It's Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, the hand of Chad behind the console back in Montreal. Welcome to beautiful South Beach, Miami. Beautiful 80 degrees. Storm cloud gathering over Stephen's head as usual.
Yeah, there's always one following me around.
So we have a lovely guest from Vermont joining us on the air. So tell us your name.
Sarah Rodier.
Sarah. So you're from Burlington? Exactly. Where are you living now these days?
I live in Virginia, but I went to school in Vermont.
Oh, yeah? You like Montreal?
Oh, I loved Montreal. It was awesome.
So what do you like most about coming down here to South Beach?
Sun and the Bloody Marys at 11 this morning.
Woo-hoo! Bloody Marys at 11 this morning? It's like Sue Lumsden having champagne and orange juice for breakfast.
Well, I don't like champagne, so I had to go with something else.
That's for sure. Something a little bit stronger.
Oh, definitely.
So we actually told you all about Chad during the break, did we not?
Yes, you did.
The best masseur in Montreal. When you come up to Montreal, gotta look him up.
Oh, I definitely will. Definitely will, Chad.
So, Chad, you see, we
oh,
do...
We're your PR person.
Yeah, I think I can fit it into my schedule there. I think I have an opening sometime soon.
Also joining us now is Lisa Petrillo. She's from WPLG-TV here in Miami. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're having a great time here. So you've basically worked, you're from the area, you've worked here all your career.
Yes.
If somebody was to come down to the Miami area from Montreal, what are some of your hidden picks, suggestions, places off the beaten path that you'd like to share with them?
Yeah, we got to tell Sarah where to take her buddies.
Exactly. You know, everybody's doing the South Beach thing with all the different restaurants, and Lincoln Road is always fun. It's like one of those things where when you come down, you really have to hit Lincoln Road just for some of the cute little boutiques and all the little eateries. And then there are also little small pockets of South Florida that are really great. You can go out of Miami into Fort Lauderdale's a bigger area, but again, there's a street there called Las Olas Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. That's great as well. And then back down Miami, there's even, you know, there's the Little Havana area where they can sample the best of Cuban food.
Oh, yes. We really enjoyed our lunch yesterday at Versailles. That was,
we went to Versailles, uh-huh.
Maribel is nodding in agreement here.
So there's a lot, there are the places where you can run into, you know, lots of movie stars and, you know, you'll sit next to, you could easily bump into Sylvester Stallone having a pasta on Lincoln Road.
No, Adrian.
Yeah, exactly. And then you can go to smaller areas and really find little off the beaten path places as well.
Cook it a little bit more, though.
So South Florida really is getting, you know, the one thing about it is you can do everything from the glitzy club scene to just hang out at some of the smaller places on the beach and hide away as well.
Well, that's one of the fun things is, you know, sometimes you don't really realize that there are these smaller places or more the neighborhood places that don't get all of the hype for all the tourists to visit them.
Exactly. An area also in Coral Gables, which is on is off the beach going west, is they have beautiful restaurants, really five-star areas, and a very charming area where right outside there are the homes have, you're just talking about humongous trees, and you feel like you're in a different part of Florida. It doesn't look like Miami Beach at all. And then you can go and dine, like I say, on five-star restaurants or inexpensive little pasta joints that's in a very charming setting. So there's a lot of fun things to do. And, of course, I'm sure you know all the big attractions that are here, from the aquarium to Parrot Jungle and all that kind of stuff where you can take your kids to as well.
Mobile exhibits of Parrot Jungle that we noticed while we were down here. We walked through the Bayside Mall in Miami. Uh-huh. And you can get these parrots walking all over you.
They also had a snake they could put around your neck. We passed on that.
Passed on that. Leave that to Cynthia Fodor.
I'm not a big snake fan, so I'll stay away from them. But I am going to have a year-and-a-half-year-old baby, and I'm going to take him tomorrow, I think, over to Parrot Jungle, because I hear I've been there for years, but I know it's something that he's going to love as well.
Oh, Parrot Jungle was a great time. Sarah, who's your girlfriend out there?
The girl in the white?
The girl in the white, yeah.
That's Julie.
Come on the air with us here.
Julie from Richmond, Virginia.
Which is another place we did a broadcast from, Richmond, Virginia.
Well, if you come down, we know the places for you to broadcast from, trust me.
Now, so when you say girlfriend, what do you mean exactly?
your dream come true, Chad. Julie, welcome to Travel World.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on board today.
What's your favorite? Okay. So tell us, what's your favorite part of South Beach, Miami here?
Oh, hanging out with my wonderful friends and staying at the Clevelander.
Staying at the Clevelander. You had a lot of fun there at the Clevelander. They had this great guy doing all kinds of Latino music.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fun and dancing down there. So what was your favorite hot spot right now?
Probably the topless beach.
The topless beach. Chad, did you hear that?
Oh, you're damn right I heard that.
You guys need to go look, take a look if you haven't already.
Yeah, well, I better clear that off with my own lady. Honey, if you're listening.
We know you haven't been attending that topless beach.
I'm kidding. There's a lot to see and do here. A lot of restaurants and neat shops.
Well, when Chad comes down, we'll have to get you to guide him around the area.
Okay.
I'm coming by tonight, by the way.
He's express trained. Listen, thanks for joining us here on Travel World.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks a lot, Sarah.
Bonsoir, mon cher.
So, back to Lisa.
Back to Lisa Petrillo on with us. You know, we've talked about the restaurants. Are there any areas that people come down to? You know, we've gone along the Ocean Drive and seen the Art Deco District. For walking, just to get away from it all, non-touristy.
I'm having a little trouble hearing you. Said, is there an area outside of Ocean Drive?
Yeah, other than just the Art Deco District, what other parts of the greater Miami area would you like to visit or stroll around?
Yes, you can go down to the Fairchild Tropical Garden area, which is fabulous. That's also towards Coral Gables, and that's a beautiful area to walk around. There's also a lot of parks down in the Coral Gables area to walk around as well. Then you can come off South Beach and just go to Miami Beach, an area called Bal Harbour, where you're talking about Chanel and the biggest stores in the that are all from Paris and all
that's
in New York.
That's sort of mid-island Miami Beach, isn't it?
Sorry?
That's sort of middle Miami Beach.
Yeah, that's sort of north of the...
That's sort of north Miami Beach. It's really sort of the center of Miami Beach, the Bal Harbour area, where people can go and just walk around. Some of the most beautiful shops in the world are there, and then great restaurants to eat as well. And that's off of South Beach.
Yeah, that was the first area when I came down in 1985. There was a property there called the Seaview Hotel. I don't know whether
it's
still
right there. That's what I'm talking about.
Right, okay, the Seaview Hotel.
That's where Bob Dole has an apartment.
Okay, and we always have our nebulous connection. Well, the Seaview Hotel. Here is the nebulous connection.
Here's the nebulous connection.
The Seaview Hotel, about apartments. You said Bob Dole has an apartment there. Michael Andreas, who is married to the daughter of the former Canadian broadcaster, Joyce Davidson, also has an apartment there. You know, there's a nebulous connection.
There you go.
We always
Joyce
have.
who won the...
Famous broadcaster from here on ABC, David Brinkley, also has a place in Bal Harbour, and you see him out walking his dog all the time.
And one of these places here on Ocean Drive is also the former home of Gianni Versace.
Yes,
a lot of great Versace shops here.
Yeah, that was one of our most tragic stories ever, I think, on the death of Gianni Versace. It really hit South Florida home because he was really one of the first celebrities to really call South Florida home and to really make a name. And then, you know, he became so popular and was such a wonderful man. And now we have, you know, Stallone is selling his house, but apparently he's looking for another house in South Florida. Madonna, Rosie O'Donnell is moving down as well. Oprah has a place on Fisher Island. So there's a lot of the stars are sort of discovering the area.
It's really neat that you also have right beside here the cruise ship terminal, Carnival Cruise Lines.
That's one of the largest cruising destinations in the world, and fabulous ships. I've had the opportunity to take a few cruises, and it's really great. And then you've been to Bayside, so I think a lot of the people off the cruise ships, they go and they hang out there before, since it's right near the port.
Before or after, yes. As they head for the cruise from arriving at the airport,
exactly.
Or just as they come in and they have a kill some time before taking their flight home.
Right.
We'll soon be having our lunch also later on at the All-Star Cafe.
Should so you're hitting all the spots. You guys know where to go.
Oh, yeah. Hitting every place out here. We also went to some of the Versace shops, and there was some beautiful, beautiful sundress I almost bought for Lori. Mm-mm-mm.
Very nice.
Yep.
Did you go to the one on South Beach or the one in Bal Harbour?
The South Beach. We just went strictly walking distance. It's one of the nice things, like wrapping up around here about South Beach. It's a great walking area. You've got all the services around here. You even got your little grocery store, so you really don't have to go far. I mean,
you don't need
take
a car.
The bus. You don't need a car. Take the bus from the airport and hang out here at South Beach.
No, South Beach is just really in its own neighborhood. And then, you know, and if you absolutely don't need a car, and then if you wanted to just rent a car for a day, that's when you can go exploring any of the other areas in South Florida and then go as far down to the Keys as well. And you're back to South Beach in 45 minutes, you know, to an hour, depending on how far you go down in the Keys.
Well, Lisa.
Lisa, thanks for joining us in Travel World. We're running out of time here. Our end title theme is started up. Coming back to Montreal. Stephen, any more wrap-up for
us? Well, the telephone numbers again for the Greater Miami and Convention and Visitors Bureau, 1-800-4-MIAMI-FL, www.miamiandbeaches.com, and the Avalon Majestic Hotel, 1-800-933-3306. Next Saturday, we'll be talking with Melanie Rappett. She's back from Hong Kong, the jewel of the Orient, where wonders never cease. We'll also be talking to Nicole Catrusi-Mard from Air Canada about Air Canada's service to Hong Kong.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us here on South Beach, Miami. Hope to see you back in Montreal next week.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
Next Saturday, 11 to noon, for Travel World, right here on AM 600 CIQC.
Serving Montreal, Canada's greatest city.
Montreal's interactive information station.
Roll it, Chad.
Entre le cristal et le verre.